talking about peace today. And so before we get into the heart of the message, I want to start here in the Christmas season, how appropriate it is that we have such reminders of what it is and what it is we're celebrating. As we look to God's Word, and I'll be looking at the next couple of weeks, looking a little bit at the Gospel of Luke and some of the preparation verses for it. But I start today in verse 26 of chapter 1, where it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Now, if you're not reading through the Gospel of Luke, you're saying, who the heck is Elizabeth and why do I care? You got to read the first few chapters here to get the whole story. But I'll just jump in here. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Excuse me, I messed that line up. Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. I almost wish that as we read through that, we can hear the historical truth that is in this story, but that we would also be able to take that word Mary out and in that place insert your own name. Whatever it might be that is causing trouble, whatever it might be that is driving the stress, whatever it might be that is drumming up this anxiety that so surrounds us in this modern world we live, whatever it is, in the midst of that trouble, we could hear these words, do not be afraid, fill in the blank, for you have found favor with God. How would that change? How would that change your experience of life? How would that change your experience of this Christmas season? You know, we talk about this Christmas season with people who are not going to be present or people who are going to be present, and I'm a little worried about that. You know, it's like there's all kinds of things that happen to us during this Christmas time, but what if we could hear that? That because you have found favor with God, you need not be afraid. There is something profound in the story, even in just the leading up to the birth of Jesus, that is important for us to begin to hold on to and be reminded of. You know, last week, again, amazing job. Thank you, Val. But one of the things that Val said last week, speaking to us about hopelessness and the hopelessness that is so pervasive in our society, he said that hopelessness comes from taking your eyes off of the God you know or not knowing the God you should. I'm going to suggest to you that really all of the gifts of Christmas can be boiled down to that same reality. We could say today even this idea of experiencing peace in the midst of this chaotic world boils down to that same thing, that it comes down to when we take our eyes off the God we know, we forget to hear his affirmations for us. When we begin to think that we are the ones who need to make it happen or we're the ones who want to control what happens, or not knowing that there is a God who does care for us in such a way, that is going to be hard for us, though we all yearn for it. When we talk about giving gifts at Christmas time, we used to go every year, I know we haven't been for a couple of years, going down to the Christmas adventure down here at the Bloss House. Anyone go to the Christmas adventure at the Bloss House? Great reminder of the Christmas story. But one of the things they ask is, what would you wish for the world? And what does everyone say? Peace. Of course, everyone says that. But why is it so elusive? You know, this time of year especially, you know, we have all these tricky emotions we're dealing with, tricky relationships that we're dealing with. Sometimes we have all these unfounded assumptions of what should be, or maybe these unrealistic expectations that we're hoping for. We're pressed by the limited finances, maybe, or we're stressed by not having enough time to do all that we need to do. It becomes antithetical to what Christmas is intended to be, which is that invitation to come and to rest and to find our peace. We live in this world. It is broken, yes, but we are invited to something greater. This leads us to Romans 5, which is the point, I think, of today. When we talk about unwrapping Christmas, not getting all wrapped up in the other stuff, but being able to unwrap a little bit more of Christmas in the midst of our Christmas season, we talk about peace. And here in Romans 5, the Apostle Paul says, this is what Jesus brings for us. This is what we are to be experiencing. And so to the degree that we're not experiencing his peace, there is something amiss. Here it is. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's simple, yeah? It's a pretty simple verse. But why is it so hard? I want to suggest to you there's a little connection. There's a correlation. It's maybe a three-part correlation. We're just going to talk about it briefly. First has to do with trust. We need to know who to trust and where to place our trust. Because when we know who we trust, keeping our eyes on the God we know, then we're going to be able to move through this world in a little different way. The things that cause us anxiety, those things that get in our way, we're going to be able to become more patient with them. Trust enables us to be patient. How many of you would say, man, I am so good at this. I am so patient. I don't see a single hand up today. Let that be a record for all of us. Patience is hard, isn't it? It's hard. There are people all around. There's stuff going on all around. There's stuff within me that I get impatient with. There's stuff about God that I get impatient with. Everything seems to rub me wrong, and I get impatient. And as long as I'm living in that status of impatience, I am never going to experience his peace. The two just don't fit together. But knowing who to trust begins to enable us how to be patient. Now, don't pray for patience. Just warning you. Don't pray for patience. Pray for peace. But we're going to talk about practicing patience so that we can experience more of that peace. Patience enables us to experience the peace of God, which he desires that we experience. So that's where we need to begin to practice patience. David Allen said this, patience is the calm acceptance that things can happen in a different order than the one that you have in mind. I don't know about calm acceptance. That's a hard one. That's a hard one for me. You know, when I become impatient, because I want things to go my way at my time. You know, I get impatient when the line doesn't move fast enough. I get impatient when that other person doesn't change fast enough. I get impatient when God doesn't give me the answer that I want as quickly as I want it. I get impatient with myself, maybe, when I'm unable to stop making the same mistakes over and over and over again. But impatience gets at the core, and at the core that impatience is that want for us to be able to control, which is not for us to control. Hear me on that, folks, because if you're struggling with impatience, recognize it's probably rooted in something that you don't have any business trying to control in the first place. But we do, and because we do, we get wrapped up in impatience. And because we're wrapped up and all gnarled up in this impatience, then we're unable to experience the gift of peace that Jesus came to give to us. There is something really deep here. It's a question of who we're trusting and how much control we are demanding that we deserve. Again, go back to Mary in that Gospel of Luke chapter 1. When she says, "I am the Lord's servant," after hearing the plan that makes no sense to her, after hearing the plan that probably is going to lead her down a path of significant hardship and grief, and Mary says, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Who's in control? Why do we cling to it so hard that we get stuck and we get ourselves stuck in those places? No, patience is hard. Aristotle said this. He said, "Patience is bitter." True? But its fruit is sweet. What was he alluding to? He's alluding to the very thing that we're talking about here, that patience is hard, but the fruit of patience is going to be this peace that we can then experience even in the midst of the hustle and the bustle, even in the midst of the chaos and the brokenness of the world around us. We can continue to have that peace because we, as it said in Romans 5, that Jesus is our peace. There is something really good here. And that's why Paul comes back around in the invitation for us. And this is going to be our slowing down point in saying we're going to just take a moment to pause, because in Philippians 4, it says this, that we are invited to not be anxious about anything. Now, I'm speaking slowly, very intentionally, because these words are all very important. To not be anxious about anything. Is that even possible? That's what we've been invited to. And I think underneath this, this is this invitation not to be impatient about all the stuff around us. Again, we all get caught in being impatient with ourselves, impatient with others, impatient with God. There's always things that feel like they're out of place to us, that they're not in our control, they're not going the way we had hoped. And so it becomes a matter of our anxiety. And it wells up in us, and it steals our joy, and it steals our peace. Do not be anxious about anything. In fact, you ought to all be patient here, because God's got it in his control. I added that part in. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And here it is. And what flows out of this ability to be patient and not be anxious and wait on God? What flows out? The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That is the promise. That is the promise. The invitation is to not be anxious. The invitation is to not be impatient. The invitation is to work on giving more grace to those around you who seem to irritate you all the time. Give more grace to them. Practice this being patient with them. Practice this being patient with yourself. And experience something of this peace of God, which will transcend all understanding. Patience is the antidote to our anxiety. Peace is the result of not giving in to that anxiety. So we are invited to practice patience. So today, I'm going to just kind of wrap us up and leave it here.